Proverbs, chapter 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days, and years of life, and peace, they will add to you. Don't let kindness and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck, so you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh, and depart from evil. It will be health to your navel, and marrow to your bones. Honor Yahweh with your substance, and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with corn, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, don't despise the chastening of Yahweh, neither be weary of his reproof. For whom Yahweh loves, he reproves, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gets understanding. For the gaining of it is better than the gaining of silver, and its profit than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and none of the things you can desire are to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold on her, and happy is everyone who retains her. Yahweh by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and the skies dropped down the dew. My son, don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul, and grace to your neck. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Don't be afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked, when it comes. For Yahweh will be your confidence, and will keep your foot from being taken. Don't withhold good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do it. Don't say to your fellow man, "Go, and come again, and tomorrow I will give," when you have it by you. Don't devise evil against your fellow man, who dwells securely by you. Don't strive with man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Don't envy the man of violence, and choose none of his ways. For the perverse is disgusting to Yahweh, but his friendship is with the upright. The curse of Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the righteous. Surely he scoffs at the scoffers, but he gives grace to the lowly. The wise will inherit glory, but shame will be the promotion of fools.